want to congratulate Carnival, because, you know, for years, Fulton Market has come to life, and I think that I think Carnival had a lot to do with that. Years ago, when I was young, I'm not going to say how old I was, it used to be a place called The Drink, and I was so excited when something even better came along, and that was Carnival, just selected as one of Open Table's top 100 restaurants for a big night out in America. They have such great entertainment. The food is amazing. Whenever people come into town, I'm like, you got to stop at Carnival. I mean, it's a feast for the, not just for the, you know, for the, for your, you know,
your taste buds.
Your taste buds, but for your soul. But for your soul. Yes, for everything. Maria, come on closer to your microphone so we can hear your incredible voice. The closer you are, the more you can connect with our audience, and we'd love to hear you. Maria and Max join us in studio. Maria, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am the assistant general manager at Carnival, and it is my home.
It's your home?
It is my home.
How long has it been home for you?
Actually, I have been there since the restaurant opened, but
come on,
working, yes, physically working for 5 months now.
Okay, that's wonderful. And Max, how long have you been with Carnival?
Well, I'm kind of in the similar scenario there. I was 11 years old when the restaurant opened. My father's one of the partners there, Jerry. But I've been working there for almost 6 years at this point.
And you have to feel good about being, I think, really a destination for Chicagoans.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's huge.
It's like being transported somewhere else. It's like, it's magical. And they have live music. I've been there for rumba. I've been there for Spanish dancing, you know, for flamenco.
Flamenco.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't remember put the words together. It's so weird to have you in studio because I've been a fan for such a long time. You know, Mikey O, I know, used to do events there. Michael Kendo would do different musical, and I think we tried doing comedy, like, but that was a long time ago. So what are we celebrating? I know that you guys are very proud of everything you've done there.
You know, we celebrate everything there, but not just being known as a celebratory place. We want to be a place where you just walk in and just enjoy from the minute you get there until the minute you walk out the door. So it doesn't have to be a special occasion. What'd you say?
You can eat there if you're sad too, man.
You will not be sad, I promise
you.
From the minute you walk in that door, you just, there's something that clicks inside your brain and you just are happy. You cannot help but be happy. You have just like the colors on the walls. There's different types of pictures, the tapestries, the unique chandeliers that are just absolutely exquisite.
Ooh, it's true. The art,
and
yeah,
then
the artwork's great.
The smell of the food, and there's so much hustle and bustle going around in the dining room. You got a separate lounge that is just super swanky and sexy. Ooh. It is just,
I love
amazing.
A chandelier, don't you, Patty?
Well, and because the ceilings, it's like an old warehouse. I think it's an old warehouse, so it's a massive ceiling, and it's so dramatic. Everything that's in there,
it sounds,
feels like it was so precisely chosen. I mean, you know, you could have a big space and you can, you know, put colorful things up, but the way you tie it all together, but as you mentioned, the energy of it brings everything home.
It does.
Yeah.
It's just like a big, huge explosion when you walk in there.
Yeah. That might be a feeling, explosion of feeling.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, for some people.
Tell us a little bit about the Thai, because I was trying to explain. I said, I guess Latin fusion sounds weird, but I'm not quite sure.
But that's exactly what it is. It's a global Latin fusion. So taking it from the Latino, you know, of course, roots, and then kind of like making it our own. Putting a little twist on everything that we do. Chef Rodolfo is just amazing at everything that comes out of that kitchen.
What are some of the most fabulous fused dishes?
Well, you have a bunch. We have typical Latin American dishes like guacamole and archeras and churrascos and ropa
viejas. I'm sure the guacamole is excellent, but give me some drama.
We have a lot of twists on everything. Like the ropa vieja, typically if you were in Cuba, you would come and it would be on a plate with rice and beans and the braised beef would be separate, but we use veal cheeks instead. It comes in a dried balanga shell with ají amarillo aioli and pickled onions and queso fresco. That's just like a signature item right there.
Can we go now?
And that was actually, just to put a little plug in right now, we were on the Travel Channel and we had a segment on World Paradise that they did feature our ropa vieja.
What?
Yay!
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. I love that you guys are continue to, I think, dazzle people. You know, whether it's locals or people who are coming into town. I think that there's so much word of mouth. Whenever people ask me where to go, I'm like, you gotta go to Carnival. That's just the great thing about it. Max, what have you seen as a kid who started, you know, your family started in this business when you were, at least at this destination when you were 11. What has been the most interesting thing for you as a, you know, growing up with this and with the carnival in your life?
You know, it's so unique because you experience it from so different many perspectives. You're a kid, and pretty much you're like a kid, but you're also a customer. But as well, you get to run around in the kitchen and you get to like grab food off the line. But then you start working in there.
Shh, and
you start working there, you're professional, and you go from busing to hosting, managing, bartending, all these different positions. And you just, when I love the industry, which I do, it's just such a great feeling to be in a place like that and to work there on a daily basis. It's undescribable, pretty much.
So is your whole family, is your family from Chicago, or well, did you guys move here for the restaurant industry?
My father's side is originally from Ukraine. He came here when he was 7. But my mother's family is from pretty much like all over the place. I can't.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
From Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah. What part did you grow up in?
At Southside.
Southside. So when you were growing up, what was food? What did food mean to you in your life, Maria?
My grandparents from Italy had their own Italian restaurant. So being in the industry all my life and being around that, it meant home. It meant like a sense of gathering and a place to share and just love and just give. It's like every occasion that I can remember, every single Sunday, we had people over and everybody was always in the kitchen. That's where we spent all of our time. And growing up and getting older and older and older and like kind of like installing that into, you know, both of our kids, that's how their life has been as well. We have people over every holiday and we hang out in the kitchen.
Oh,
we have a
lovely,
big, huge space, but it's just, that's what it means to me. It means family.
I feel like this needs to be a date night for you. I know that you've got little ones.
I'm feeling so embarrassed right now that I haven't been here.
Shame.
It sounds like such a Chicago destination.
You. There's no shame.
Scott,
have you
been in?
No,
Scott,
but I was being quiet.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Thanks for outing me,
yeah.
John. Awesome.
Well, you also have a great, I think we can fix all of that by maybe, okay, this is on Thursday. Oh, I don't know if I can go on Thursday. They are having magic night.
You know, we were on WGN this morning.
I heard you were on WGN
so
this
Ken
morning.
Ken Mate was on dazzling and tantalizing people with his visuals. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Until 9, we're starting off with a little bit of tapas menus, and then we're going to do open bar and then an hour magic show. It should be very, very exciting.
Michael, now I know why you brought, 'cause see, Michael.
I am so in.
Our producer, loves magic and and he also loves extraordinary food and cocktails. And I think that I can understand. Michael's like, wait a minute, we got to talk to Carnival.
Yes. Yes.
Let's take a break here. Learn more about that. Actually, let me make sure people know about that. So it's magic night, including a reception with appetizers, a tapas bar, close up magic, followed by a stage performance of comedy and illusion. That's Thursday night from 7 to 9:30. And you can go to carnivalchicago.com. Carnival. Because that means
don't
there's an extra
the E.
Yes, don't forget the E. Chicago.com. More with our guests. We have John Tatey in studio with us, Scott Stantis, Max, and Maria. And Maria celebrating something in just a little bit. So let's toast her in just a moment. More on 720 WGN. Carnival is one of Chicago's just wonderful food destinations, and I'm so excited to have Maria, who is the assistant general manager, and Max, who's manager and bartender. By the way, Max, I was looking at some images of the cocktails you guys make. They look pretty spectacular. Tell us a little bit about the things that you like whipping up for guests.
So a couple of my favorite signatures are the Old Cuban and the Mayo Well. The Old Cuban's kind of like a play on a mojito. It actually comes from New York, from a Pegu Club. It's based off of old rum. It has bitters, cava, a little simple syrup and lime juice shaken with some mint. And then once you do all that, you top it off with that cava. It's amazing. The Mayo Well is like an upscale margarita, pretty much. It comes in a coupe glass, salt rim, orange peel. It's got avion añejo. It has a Cointreau Noir, some lime juice, a little bit of agave nectar, and that's shaken, strained into the coupe. That's amazing, too.
You know, I'm picky about my margaritas because for, like, when I was younger and you're a kid, you have a margarita and you don't care about the triple sec and the syrupiness of their, like, you know, bottled juices like lemon juice. And then someone made me a real margarita with real lime, and there's something that changes for you when you taste the way something can be or is intended to be. Have you ever had it? I mean, I'm sure you've had it. Do you like margaritas?
Yeah.
So, and there's
I don't know if I've ever had a proper one like you have.
Oh, I like ones that have Grand Marnier or, as you mentioned, Cointreau. What kind of Cointreau?
So we use Cointreau for our regular margaritas, but we have Cointreau Noir, which is made with brandy as well. So it's like kind of a mix.
Mm. Yes, please. Mm. So Grand Marnier is a bit like an orange brandy.
Yeah.
And so that sounds like this is a little bit more of a thicker liquor to put in there. Is there a difference between when you, because so many people like their, you know, the slushy type margaritas. There's a difference when you shake it, strain it, and have it in that way.
Yeah, because so when you have like drinks like that, when it's blended, you just get a lot of dilution, so you're getting a lot of water in your drinks. When you have it shaken and strained and it's just pretty much straight up, you just get the fresh flavors of all the ingredients, and you don't have any of that extra liquid in there that's gonna kind of like mess up the flavors of what we're going for.
For the record, Max actually sneered when you mentioned the blender.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so did I.
I know. Well, no, but like I'll go out with my friends and they'll say, you know, they want it blended. And I, as a bartender who just worked in a neighborhood joint, you know, whenever someone would ask me for something blended, I was like, it's broken.
So, yeah. Hey, I started out as a bartender. I remember those days when people would order, I want a daiquiri, I want a margarita. Sorry, the blender doesn't work.
Shaken only.
Yes, and when you show them how something, I mean, a lot of people all have their tastes and their preferences. I mean, I had a lady that came into the bar and would order a pint of hams, and you had to put salt and pepper in the bottom first and pour the beer on top. I mean, like, people have their tastes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you have your people who like their martinis with just a sliver of ice on the top.
Right.
And it took me a long time to learn how to do that. So it wasn't, you know, some people need a little more training.
Salt and pepper on the bottom of the glass, is this a thing?
It was a thing for her. I mean, I could see salt in the beer, but I don't, the pepper thing. But,
salt, sure.
But the first time I gave it to her, she said hams with salt and pepper. So I poured it and I put the salt. She saw me put the salt and pepper on top and she got very angry. And so I never did that again.
Well,
for
did
her
you mention
hams.
That? I was going to say it's hams.
From the
you got to add some flavor in there.
From sky blue waters.
Yeah, from the wind of
nice
sky
burn,
blue waters.
Well done. Yeah, it's but you do have people. I'm sure even at Carnival, people have questions. But I bet you guys are like, we will make this, you know, an experience for you.
We do, and we accommodate. We really do. We do whatever we can do. But as far as the drink program, our beverage program is incredible. Everything is fresh.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite?
Honestly, I'm gonna have to probably go with I'm an old fashioned girl. I like, I'm a mezcal girl.
Oh,
so Max actually makes a really great old fashioned that's made with mezcal.
Hello.
I was just going to ask you about your old fashioned.
Yeah.
Applause from the crowd.
Yes.
The audience cheers.
Yeah.
And so mezcal has a bit of a smoky.
A nice little smoky flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
It's definitely an acquired taste, I think. But you know what? Once you get used to it, it's something that you kind of like crave after once in a while.
And as far as the menu goes, what are some of your favorite things? I know you said the ropa vieja.
Ropa Vieja is always, I mean, that's like one of our staples. We've only changed it a handful of times since we've been open. It'll be 13 years for us as well at the end of September on the 28th. But
gosh, has it been that long? You guys have been there?
Yeah.
I feel like I was just a kid and people wanted to borrow my ID to get into the drink. I can't.
I was at the drink too.
Yeah, we were probably there together.
Yeah.
That was a fun dance. Can you believe you were at the drink and now it's your restaurant?
I cannot. I can't.
I love that it became that. I mean, it was parts of my life that evolved with me.
Yeah.
You know, staying up until 2-3 in the morning drinking and dancing. And
then going to there was a little truck that was always parked outside.
Oh.
Going to get a panini or something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what do you know?
You just gotta agree sometimes.
You weren't even a thought then. You were like, wait.
Yeah.
It was not even a thought in my memory then.
It is a great building. It's a great restaurant. I love now knowing the restaurateurs that make it all happen. This is a pleasure. And it's also my pleasure that in less than 2 minutes now, it will be your birthday, Maria.
Woo!
We're celebrating with you.
Thank you.
I know that they've brought something for you as well. Happy. Look at that. We don't have any candles, but happy.
Oh,
happy
and
birthday.
You know what? You didn't even ask me what my favorite thing was, I was going to say.
Yeah, I did ask you what your favorite was.
No, not for food.
Oh, and that's what I was going to get to.
I love this dessert girl. Yeah, absolutely.
So what is this cake that they've brought you?
Coconut cream cake. Oh. It is fantastic, and everybody has to have a little taste of it. But yeah, everything on all the desserts are made in house as well.
I wish we had. I have no, I don't like, I don't travel with candles.
With cakes?
With candles.
Oh, okay. Because you're digging in your purse. I'm going,
I have
I'm
matches. Like, can you just hold
what
a match?
She pulling out
while
of that
she,
bag?
So she can blow out the match.
Sure,
like, I guess
sure.
while we
see. We have 1 minute.
We have 1 minute. All right. So when it's before we go to the news, we'll, who feel like, see, I can't sing happy birthday.
Wait, can I just tell you
way?
That my daughter is a singer?
Oh, then can we just have her sing?
Yes.
Do it.
Come on, come over. Come
she
over by me.
She goes to a music school. I mean, you know, it's the least she can do for her mother on her birthday.
To sing happy birthday on the radio to her. So everybody else, we're just going to have her daughter sing happy birthday to Maria. What's your name again?
Aliyah.
Come on over close to the microphone.
Hi.
Hello. There we go. All right, you take it away.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mom. Happy birthday to you.
Blow that match out.
Yay! Hey, we made it.
And right now, it just became your birthday right now. The clock just turned midnight.
Happy birthday to you.
Congratulations, Maria. Aliyah, that was beautiful singing. Thank you so much for doing that for your mom. That was wonderful. Thank you to our friends from Carnival. We'll hang out for, we're going to go to the news. We'll hang out with you guys. Again, go to carnivalchicago.com for all the great events they have coming up, including later on tonight, which is Magic Night, including a reception with appetizers, a tapas bar, up-close magic, followed by a stage performance of Comedy and Illusion. You can go to carnivalchicago.com, and I'm sure you can go online and find clips of you guys on WGN Morning News with Paul Conrad. Thank you so much, Max. Thank you so much, Maria.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday. Thank you. That was so exciting. I can't believe we were here for that.